So we got to the top line. The Gemara says, Tani, we have a lot to do today. So Tani, the Braisa tells us that Amar Rabbi Kiva, Pam achas nechnasti achar Rabbi Yeshua lebeis Akisa, one time I followed Rabbi Yeshua into the bathroom. But Mati, we mentioned Shlosha Dvarim, I learned three things from Rabbi Yeshua. Mati, Shein, Nifnim, Mizrach, Marv, El, Tuf, and Vadarim, the direction a person should be in when going to the bathroom should be north to south. And Lamal Tishain from Umar El Yushua, a person should go to the bathroom sitting down. And Lamal Tishain Makan Chambiyam El Bismal, a person should not clean himself only with his left hand. So these are three dinim he learned from his Rebbe or Bishua. So Amalo Benazi, he says, Ad Kan Azate Panecha Birabcha, that's how far you went, so brazen to go into the bathroom with your Rebbe, it seems a little bit inappropriate. And Amalo Rabbi Kiva says, Torah hi, Vilumot Anitzar. I want to learn, it's Torah, that's what you need to do sometimes to learn. So Tani, the Braisa says, Benazi, Omer Pam Achas Nechnasi Acha Rabbi Kiva Besakise. So one time, Benazi, now after learning Rabbi Kiva did that, so Benazi went after Rabbi Kiva to the bathroom to see what Rabbi Kiva actually does himself. Lamati Mendu Shlosha Dvarim. I learned three things from him. Lamati Shein Nifna Mizrach Marvel Safan Vadarim. The north and south should be the direction. Lamati Shein Nifran Mu'umad El Meyushav. You should be sitting down. And same thing, Lamati Shein Bekanchim Biyamim El Abismol. So Amalur Behuda. Behuda says, Ad Kan Ha'asa Banecha Barabcha. That's how brazen you're going to be to go with your Rebbe to the bathroom. And Amar Leh, he says, ah, I heard my Rebbe say, I'm going to say the same thing. Torahi Velumot Anitzarich. I want to learn. Rav Kahana al Gana Tusei Puria Dirav. So this is a famous Gemara. Rav Kahana once came and he was lying underneath the bed of his Rebbe Rav. Shamav Desach Vesachak Vasitzrachav. He heard Rebbe, his Rebbe Rav talking to his wife and having Tashmish Shemitah. Amar Leh. So he said, Rav Kahana, who is now hiding below the bed, Dame Puma Da'aba Kedil Sarv Tavshila. Sounds like Abba's mouth never tasted, never had any food before. So, meaning he was talking to his wife and things that he wasn't unexpected him to say. Amar lo, Kana, hach at? Kana, what are you doing here? Poke the lav arach arach. Get out of here. This is not the proper Derech Eretz to be in the bedroom. So Amar lo, Rav Kana says, Torahi, v'lomod ani tzarech, I need to learn. Okay, so we see some people go to some extremes to learn certain halachas. Bibnei ma'ein, so back to the Gemara, one of the halachas we learned from Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Yeshua. Bibnei ma'ein mekanchem b'yamim el b'smol. What's the reason why a person must clean himself with the left hand, not with the right hand? Amarava Rabbah said, Mipnesha Torah nitna b'yamim. The Torah is given in the right hand. So you shouldn't use that same right hand to clean a person. Shenamar mimino eish dash lama. The right hand of a Kadosh Baruch who represents the Kabbalah Torah. Rabba Bar Chana Amar Bipnesha he krovel a peh. You know why? Because it's close to the mouth. It's for sanitation reasons that you're always eating with your hand. So if you're going to use that same hand to clean oneself, it's going to be perhaps dirty. Reish Lakish Amar Bipnesha kosher but tefillin. No, because you tie with your right hand. If you're left with a righty, you use your right hand to tie around the tefillin. So this hand is used to do mitzvahs. It shouldn't be used to clean oneself. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Bipnesha Mare Ba Tamei Torah. Because you show people the signs. You know, sometimes the Baal Kari doesn't know the signs. So the guy next to him doing this and this for the, Kadma Vyazla, know whatever the different signs are. Since we use it to show how a person should do the trap, that's used for a Torah. You shouldn't use it to clean oneself. Ketanai, the Gemara says in Machlokas Tanayim that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Bipnesha Ochaba, the reason why you shouldn't clean with the right hand is because the right hand is used to eat with. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Bipnesha Kasaba, because you write with it, you write Tamat Torah with it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Bipnesha Maris Tamat Torah, because you use it to show the trap. So a lot of this is all true when it comes to a righty. If a person's a lefty, however, then the opposite hand should be used. So the Gemara then says, Amr ibn Tanchum bar Chanilai, Kola Tanu Beves Akisei Nita Mishlosha Dvarim. One who is modest when he goes to the bathroom is going to be protected and saved from three different things. What are they? Mina Nechashim, Mina Akrabim, Mina Akrabim, Mina Mazikin. He'll be protected from snakes, scorpions, and demons, Shadim. The Yeshim, some add a fourth to the list, Af Chalamosav Myushavim Allah. Even his dreams will be very calming and soothing to him as well. More not be saved, he'll be protected. He'll give a bracha of wonderful dreams. Hahu beis akisa dahava b'tiveria. Certain have bathroom in Tiveria. Ki hava aili bei betrei afilu biyamama mitazgi. When two people go together, even if during the daytime, they'll be harmed. I mean, even though normally demon only come out balayla, there's some cases where they're even there bayom, and one such example is his bathroom in Tiveria. And even though normally two people protect from the shadim, sometimes the potency, the strength of the presence of the demons are so strong, even two people, even bayom, will be affected. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, hava aili bei they would go in individually and not be harmed at all. Amulei the Rabbanan said, "Lo mistafitz, are you not scared? Even two people who go there are going to be in danger, and you go by yourselves and you're not scared." Amulehu, they said, Anan Kabbalah Gamina, we have a tradition, Kabbalah debates Akisa Tnusa Ushikusa, the way a person is protected is if a person's modest, a person's quiet, so then Kabbalah the Yisur Shtukusa Mibar Rachman, that if one is silent and he davens, he'll be protected. So as long as there's a proper sneeze in the bathroom, everything will be fine. So the Gemara says, Abai Mirabi Le Ame, Ime Imre Lemeel Bahadeh Lebeis Akisa. Abai's mother was Marbile Amish. She would raise the sheep. And the din would be that they would follow the Abai to the bathroom in order to provide protection so he shouldn't be by himself. Remember, their bathrooms were not in the houses. They were out in the field somewhere very far away. So she had trained the sheep that they should follow Abai to protect him. I'm not sure how much sheep could protect, but at least he wouldn't be by himself, not protecting from a lion, but protecting from the Shadim, so they would go with him to the bathroom. Well, the Rabbi Lay Gadya, so why not goat? Why was sheep the ones chosen? Why not have them goat follow him? Sar Besar Michlaf, because a shade is also called the sire. It's also, sar is an interchangeable word. So therefore, apparently a goat wouldn't protect from the Shadim. They're the same species, and then it wouldn't scare him away. So Rava Mekame Dehava Resha Mekarkesh Alei Bey Bas Rav Chista Amguza Balakna. Before Rava was the before he was the Resha the head, the daughter of Chista would mekarkisha, she would rattle, she would shake a walnut in a in some type of copper receptacle to scare away the snakes and demons. So Basa Demach, however, after Rava became Rosh Hashiva, Avdulei Kavsa Manchale Yada Aresha, so she had made a window between the house and the place where they go to the bathroom, and she would place a hand upon his head. So in other words, the daughter of Chista was the wife of Rava. So when Rava go to the bathroom, she'd just shake this like these bells to scare away the demons. But when he became Rosh Hashiva, that wouldn't scare. He became more chashim. Now, the more chashim you are, the more vulnerable you are to mazikim. So she had to put her hand on his head while he's in the bathroom, so it comes off as two people were in the bathroom, and that would be strong enough to scare away the demon. So Amar Ula. Ula says further now, Achore hageder nifna miyad, when a person goes to the bathroom right behind the wall, he should go immediately. He shouldn't wait at all. And Ubika calls man misatish vein chaver shemeya. A person, however, when it comes to an open area, so as long as no one's around there, you're able to, as long as no one can hear you, you're able to go wherever you are. So then the Gemara says, Isi bar nasan masli hachi. He taught as follows. Achori hagadir, a person's behind the wall, kozman shemisatesh vein chaver shomer. You could go to the bathroom behind the wall, even though someone's on the other side of the wall. As long as nobody could hear you going to the bathroom, that would be allowed. Ubebika kozman shein chaver ro'eu. When a person's in an open valley, their person shouldn't go to the bathroom unless a person can't see him. So depending, this is a different dinim of tznius, about being heard versus being seen. Machlok is exactly what the hagdara are with regards to the wall versus an open area. So Gemara asks the question, Meisive. Yotim Pesach Beis Abad, V'niftim Achori HaGadar Vein Torim. The din would be the people who would be protecting the olive press from being tame. They'd have guards to make sure no one would mitame it, so they could leave the Pesach of the oil press, and then they'd go to the bathroom right behind the wall. Since we don't, we're not concerned that by the time the Shomer goes to the bathroom and comes back, we don't think an Am Haaretz is going to come in between and contaminate the olive press, and therefore it's fine. So we see from here, however, that when it comes to Achori HaGeder, you don't have to distance yourself. It says you could go right away. Like Ula said, Achori HaGeder, behind the wall, you could go to the bathroom miyad. You don't have to wait for people to not be around, so they shouldn't hear you. And so the Gemara says, Betaros Hekilu. When it came to Taros, we're more makel. Meaning, in general, the din might be that if you have to go to the bathroom Achori HaGeder, you have to go and wait to make sure no one could hear you. When it comes to protect from the taros of the olive press, there we're more makel, and then as long as you behind the wall, you go to the bathroom immediately, you don't have to wait for people to not be there. So Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya here. Kama yirchaku v'yutorim, how far should a person be from the olive press, thereby still being tahor? Kadei shiro'eyo, as long as you could still see it. So now here, when a person goes to the bathroom, he can't see it. Right? Then it's halacha and tumah v'tahara. You want to protect the olive press, so you have to always watch it. Now, if I want to go somewhere further away, the din is, as long as you could still see the olive press, you could go as far as you want, as long as you could see it. So here, when the guy goes, Achori HaGad there, behind the wall, he can't see the olive press anymore. So how is it allowed for him to go to the bathroom? And the Gemara says, Shiny, Ochle Taros, Da Kilu Behu Rabban. Because when it comes to eating Taros, Chachamim were very, very makel, in order to protect it. One second here. Right. So the assumption here is that when he goes to the bathroom, he's able to see the olive press. That's a question of violation of modesty. We said you can't go to the bathroom if someone could see you. So how come here, the guy goes to the bathroom, but he has to still be in a case and in a situation where he could still see the olive press? Does that mean someone's in vision who could possibly see him go to the bathroom, and that's completely immodest? And the Gemara says, you're right, it is immodest, but for the protection of the tyros of the olive press, we have a certain kula, and you don't have to be so tanu and go to the bathroom to protect the tyros of the olive press. Gemara then says further, if Ashi Amar Mai calls man shein chaver roa de kamar isi bar nas. And he says, you know what it means that the statement that as long as a friend cannot see him, that he could go to the bathroom as long as no one could see him. Calls man shein chaver roa you aval didei chazile. Meaning you could be in a place where your friend can't see you, but you could see the friend. I mean, you could be behind a wall, and there's a little hole in the wall where they can't see you, but you could look out the hole, and you could see the olive press. That's what it means. Of course, you should not be visible to go to the bathroom. But you can be in a place where you could go to the bathroom and not private, and yet still see the olive press. That's what Rav Ashi says is going on here. So the Gemara says, Ahu Safdana, there's a certain eulogizer, the Nachas Kamid of Nachman, that stopped before Rav Nachman. And Amar, he says, Hai Tanu Barochos of Hava. This person, Rav Nachman, is a very, very chashuv person. He's so modest in his ways. Amar Rav Nachman, says, At Ailis Bahadeh Lebeis Hakiseh V'yadas Itanui Ilo. You know that you went to the bathroom with this guy to know whether he's modest or not? The Tanya, Ein Korin Tanua El Misha Tanua Bebeis Hakiseh. You could only call someone a Tanua. He only earned such a title if he's Tanua in the Beis Hakiseh. How do you, eulogizer, Safdana, know how that guy acts in the bathroom? So Gemara says, Rav Nachman mai nafkalei minei. So well, who cares? So why do you have to correct him? So let him say what he says. You're so makbid on whether he's really a tzanua, not a tzanua. So Gemara says, Mishum detanya, kishem shi nefram min ha-mesim, kach nefram min ha-saftanim min ha-onim acharim. Just like this punishment for those who die, because of false praise, so to the eulogizers who are going to over-embellish, and those who answer that amen, that's true, are also going to have to deal with punishment. Meaning a person doesn't eulogize properly, the guy is going to over-embellish, that's a violation, and there's punishment to be had for that. To Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says, Ezu Tanua, who's called a Tanua? Zeh Nifna Balayla B'makum Shinifna Bayom. A person goes to the bathroom at nighttime, at the same place where he goes during the daytime, which means Bayom, where people could see you, obviously you need to be in a place that's protected and it's Tanua. If you're willing to go to that same hidden place, Balayla, that's called Tanua. Now, Laila is much more dangerous, but the guy's willing to do it anyways to protect his modesty, that's who we call a Tanua. So, Aini, is that really true? V'hamar of Yehuda Marav liolam yanik adam es atzmal shacharis v'arvitz. A person should always accustom himself to go to the bathroom in the morning and then in the evening. Kedei shelo yihei tzarach lesrachik. She doesn't have to be so far from others. So Mesu Rava says further. B'yamama havi azil ad mil. When it came to the daytime, he'd go as far as a mill to look for a private place to use a bathroom. And v'layla amar le'lishmei. When it came to the nighttime, he'd tell his attendant, panuli duchte berchova demasa, make a place for me in the street because I can't go in the field. It's too dangerous for me. So we see clearly that he would not go to the same place b'layla as he would go b'yom. V'chein amar le Rabbi Zeira l'shama, the Rabbi Zeira said to his attendant, Chazi mandit dik achori beis achav, right? The Ba'ina l'mifnei. Make sure no one's behind the base manager, because I need to use the bathroom. So they would not go to the same place, Belila, as they would by yo. So the Gemara says, Lo teima b'makom, not to say the exact makom, the place, El eima kederach shenifle bayom. The way in person goes to the bathroom, but not where he goes, but the way in which he goes to the bathroom. That's what we're talking about. As long as he does the same way, which means, you know, he's yoshev and he uses his left hand, all those halachas, that has to be the same balayla as well. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi says, afilu tema b'makom, even if it means the same exact place, lo nitzcha ela lekeren zav, is referring to a corner, meaning it's talking about a person who uses a private corner just as he does during the daytime where no one could see around the corner. That's what we're talking about. Not the same exact place, but the same type of place is what we're referring to. Gufa, the Gemara says, Amar v'yuda merav liyom yanig adem es atma shachas arvis kadei shalo yizihi tzarech lesrachek. A person should accustom his body, his digestive system, his bowel movements, that should be bayom, by the morning and the nighttime, before he leaves out to work, out to the base medrash. So the Gemara says, Tani nami hachi, the Braisa says the same thing, benazi omer hashkem v'tzei, harev v'tzei kadei shalo tzarechek. A person should go out early in the morning to go to the bathroom, and he should wait for the evening to go to the bathroom as well, so he shouldn't have to distance himself during the daytime while he's at work or the base medrash. So Gemara then says, "Mishamish v'sheiv v'alteishiv v'simashmish." A person should try to what they call manipulate himself. A person should try to get himself to go to the bathroom and then he should sit down, but he should not sit down and then be mishamish himself to try to get himself to go to the bathroom. Shekola Yoshev umimashmesh, a person who sits and then tries to get himself to go to the bathroom. Filu osum kshafim baspamya banalav. Even a person, the type of witchcraft from distant, faraway places will also harm him. So the practice is a person should first try to manipulate himself to get himself to go to the bathroom, and then he should be Yoshev. If a person does first sit down and then he's meshamish himself to go to the bathroom, what's the remedy? When he stands up, he should say, "Lo li, lo li, lo tachem, lo tachem, lo hani, lo mahani, lo charshi, de charshi, lo charshi, de charsta." Some type of statements he says, and that's going to protect him. Fine. The Gemara now says in the top of Amud Beis, we see we have a long Amud in front of us. Hopefully, we'll get through on time. The Gemara says, "Tani." The Braisa teaches us that Ben Azay Omer. I'll call Mishkav Shachav Chutz Min HaKarka. A person can lie on any ground except for the, right, any couch except for the ground. I'll call Moshev Shev. He could sit on any type of chair. For Chutz Min HaKor, he should not sit on top of a beam. There's actually a halacha brought down here when a person lies down on the floor. Let's say Tisha B'Av night. Some people have the practice. It should not be on the floor itself. It should be something in between. It should be a mattress on the floor. Same thing that Mekubalim pointed out. When you sit on the floor to eat Sudum Afsekes on Erev Tisha B'Av also, even though it says the floor doesn't really mean the floor, it means you should sit on top of a pillow or a blanket. But Al-Pi Kabbalah, you should never sit directly on the karka. It's really based on the Gemara here in Samach Beis and Beis. The Gemara then says, Amr Shmuel, Shena b'amud ha-shachar kistama liparzla. Sleep when the sun begins to rise is beneficial to a person as steel is to iron. It's much stronger. Yitzia b'amud ha-shachar kistima liparzla. The person going out to dawn is beneficial as steel to iron as well. It's good to leave in the morning. It's good to sleep in the morning. These are all good things. Bar Kapar hava mizabin mili b'dinari. Bar Kapar would sell words of wisdom for dinar. You want some advice from me? Here, I'll sell it to you. Pay me some money. So they point out this can't be talking about limud Torah because the Gemara says in the Darim you can't teach Torah for payment. He must be referring to just stam advice, advice about the world that he would charge people for his time.
Coaching.
Ad the kafta echol. It says when you're hungry, he says eat. Ad tzachis, when you're thirsty, you should drink. Ad rascha, kidrach, shafach, when your pot is boiling, pour it out. Karna, karya, when you hear the sounds of Rome, berome, bar mazvein, teine, teine, davach, zavin, let the son of a fig seller sell a fig to the father, because less people start running away because they're scared. So these are some of the pieces of advice that he would tell people. So some of them seem obvious, when you're hungry, you should eat, and when you're thirsty, you should drink, but I'm sure there's much deeper meanings to what he was trying to tell them. So then the Gemara says, Amr lehu abai the rabbanon, and abai said to the rabbanon, ki ailisu bishvile de mechuza, when you go through the different streets of the city, the mekbet bechakla, to go out to the fields to go to the bathroom, lo techse lo lahach, gisa lo lahach, gisa, don't stare at this side, that side, dilma yasi nashi, perhaps women are going to be sitting there and going to the bathroom as well, velav arch arad listakule behu, you shouldn't look at them. So when you go into the field, who knows who else is there, just look down and straight, and don't pay attention to your surroundings at all. Rav Safra Allah based a kisa when Rav Safra would go to the bathroom, Asa Rebbe Abba Nachale Ababa. He would come and he'd knock on the door. Or he coughed and on the door so that someone was in there. Like someone would come and he would make a coughing sound so someone knows that someone's already inside there. Le'almar, so Amar Le'as, Rav Safra says, Le'almar, come inside. So Basa Denafik, when Rav Kana came out, Amar Rav Abba says to him, until now you haven't gone up to Seir, but Gamartalach Mili de Seir, but yet you learn the practice of Seir, meaning it's not proper to in Seir in the faraway lands, they would speak in the bathroom. It's not proper to a person to talk while he's in the bathroom. So Lav Hachitzan, does the Mishnah tell us? The Mishnah Masechas Tamin. Midur Haisa Sham, Ubesa Kisa Shakavon. In the different tunnels under the base of Migdash, there were lanterns. And there's a basic kisei called the kisei kavod. Why is it called the kisei kavod? The kisei kavod is a throne of honor, not a bathroom. So why is it kisei shakavod? So zehaya kavod. The kavod was as follows: matzo na'al. If you find the door closed, then biyadua sheyesh hamadam. There's a person there. It says no need to knock, don't disturb. Matzo pasuach. If you find that the door was open there, then biyadua sheyin sham adam. Then it's clear that it's vacant. So el amalav arach arahi. So we see it's not proper to speak. You should have other indicators. If it's closed, it's used. If it's open, then it's vacant. So why are you saying that I could come in? Why are you talking in the bathroom? Who Savra Masukan who? So Rav Abba was in danger. The Rav Safra thought that Rav Abba really needed the bathroom. And we know if a person holds back from going to the bathroom, it could be very dangerous to a person. The Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Omer HaChozer, maybe it's Adam Lidei Hidroken. A person who needs to go to the bathroom and holds it back, it goes back into his system, it's going to lead to some type of illness. Sila kachoser, a person needs to urinate and it holds it in. It's choser, maybe it's adam lidei yirakon, and it brings on to a jaundice, some other type of illness. So he thought he was in danger. That's why he said, come in quickly. Rebbe Lazar, ala besa kise. Rebbe Lazar went to the bathroom, and also hau parsa dache. And a certain Roman came in and pushed him aside, knocked him over while he's trying to use the bathroom. Come, Rebbe Elazar enough. Rebbe Elazar got up and he left. He didn't want to start a fight with a Roman. Asa drakuna shamti la karkasha. A snake came and ripped off the guy's. He hurt the guy. So akari alei Rebbe Elazar. He hurt him. Rebbe Elazar called the following pasuk: ve'etain adam tachdecha. I will put person in your place. Meaning I was saved. I could have been the one bitten by the snake. And it's a good thing the Roman came in and shoved me away, and he was bitten by the snake. So Atikra Adam El Edom, don't call him person, El Edom, that you'll place Edom instead of me. So that was the pasuk that he recited in being spared from this suffering. Amar, the pasuk says, Amar Lahargacha Vatachas Alecha. Now the Gemara is going on to a completely different topic, but it's talking about the reason why we're talking about this now, even though it's a mice of David and Shaul, is because it talks about the tzinius during while going to the bathroom. So Gemara says, V'amar lahargecha v'tachas alecha, he said to kill you, and it protected you. So this is a pasuk that Shaul, after Shaul left, David said that he was protected, that Shaul did not kill him while he was hiding. So Amar says, V'amarti mi barlet, should say, I said I will kill you, and it protected you. V'tachas, it should say, V'chasti mi barlet, I protected you. That, so why is it saying, and he said, as opposed to I said? So, the Gemara said, right, because David wanted to kill Shaul. So he should have said, Amarti, I said I could kill you, but yet I had Tachasti, I had mercy. So it shouldn't say, Amar, he said, it's David's talking about himself. So the Gemara says, Amar Belazar, Amar Lo, David the Shaul. David says to Shaul, Minatora ben Hariga Ata. From Midaraisa, you're worthy of being killed. Why? Sherei Rodevata, you're worthy if you're trying to kill me. Vatora Amra, Bala Hargecha, Hashkim Lahargo. Someone trying to kill you, you should preempt them and kill them first. Because your modesty that protected you. That's why. Mahi, what was the modesty that protected Shaul from being killed? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Vayavo el Gidros Hatzon, he went to the sheep, al haderech along the path, Vishamara, there was a cave, Vayavo Shaul lahasech al ragel, went to use the bathroom there. So Tan the Brisa says, Gadir lefnim na gadir, umar lefnim mahara. There was a wall, and then another wall, there was a cave, and another cave. So Shaul went to the extreme measures to find the private place to go to the bathroom. And David saw this, and therefore he had mercy on him. So the Gemara says, lahasech, what do you mean lahasech? Amar Balazar melamed shesichach asmo kusuka. He protected himself, he put himself underneath an awning so that he should go to the bathroom in privacy. So Vayakum David Vayichar says Knafa Mil Asher Lashal Balat, and David got up while David was hiding in that same cave, and he ripped off a piece of the clothing of Shaul. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina called Mevaz as a begodim sof enu nehen mehem, a person who disgraces clothing in the end won't get hana from the clothing. He disgraced the clothing of the king. Shenemar Vahamelch David Zakein Baba Yamim. David got very old. Vayachasuhu bebegodim v'lo yicham lo. They covered up with blankets and clothing. He wasn't protected because since he mevazeh the clothing of others, his clothing didn't provide the warmth that he needed. The Gemara then says further, Im Hashem hesischa bi yarech mincha. If Hashem incited you against me, let him accept it as an offering. So let the davening be instead of the your anger against me. Meaning what? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar le kadosh baruch hu David. Hashem says the David, Mesis karisili. You call me a mesis? Hare ani machshilcha bedaver shafilu tinoko shabeis rabin yodim also. You call me a mesis that Kadosh Baruch Hu had incited Shaul against David. That means Kadosh Baruch Hu was an instigator. That's not a way to respond to describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says, I'm going to teach you a lesson, David. You're going to make a mistake on a matter that even the little children know the halacha, and you're going to forget. The Chassid says in the pasuk, Kisi says Rosh Bnei Yisrael of Kudei Hem Vonasu Ish Kofer Nafsho. Very clear pasuk. The how should one count Klai Yisrael using Machse Shekel Miyad. But you're going to make a mistake on that pasuk. Miyad Vayamad Satan Yisrael. Satan came and they started a whole discussion, a whole disruption in the Klai Yisrael. The Chassid, it says Vayasas as David Vahem Leimor Lech Mana Yisrael. That David was convinced to go count the Am Yisrael. They came in the Manin who Lo Shakum Minayel Kofer. When he counted them, he did not take shkalim to count them. Now Shaul forgot in the first pasuk that you're supposed to count Klai Yisrael not by their heads, but rather by using something in the middle like a machzeh shekel instead. But David forgot that pasuk, and as a result, a magefa came and afflicted Am Yisrael. My Eis Moed, what does it mean it came from the morning until Eis Moed? So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Saba Chasane to Rabbi Chanina, Mishrei to Rabbi Chanina. Shmuel, the older Shmuel, who is the son-in-law of Rabbi Chanina, said as follows. Mishash Chitas HaTamid Atshas Rikasa. From the time the Tamid was shechted until the time it was sprinkled, that would mean Eis Moed. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ad Chatos Mamish until the noon, that's when the plague afflicted Am Yisrael. So then the Gemara says further along this Ma'aseh of Ayomer Lamal Chamashkes Bamerav, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the angel who was destroying and killing the people, so Amar Rebbe Lazar says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lamalach. Hashem says to the Malach, Tol Li Rav Shebehem, take a great person among them. That's what Hashem tells the Malach. Take one great person. Sheish Bo Li Para Mem Kam Bachovas, that I'm able to have one person fulfill the debt that I am owed from many other sins. So Ba'osa Shah Mesa Avishai Ben Surya Sheshako Kruva Shel Sanhedrin, that they took away the life of Avishai, who died. He was equal to most of Sanhedrin. What do you mean, most of Sanhedrin? He was more worth than 35, 36 people, is Rove of Sanhedrin. So Gemara says, and during this terrible calamity, Hashem saw, and he changed his mind. My Ra, what did Hashem see? Amarav Ra Yaakov Avinu, Dichsev Vayomer Yaakov Kasher Ram, he saw Yaakov, and that Yaakov had, the Malach had greeted Yaakov, and the Malach was seeing, remembered of Yaakov. He saw Yaakov many, many generations earlier, so he saw that, and he had, he reconsidered killing, anyone else. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Ephro Shal Yitzhak Ra, he saw the ashes of Yitzhak, of the Kedesh Yitzhak, Shinemar, Elokim Yir Lo Aseh, that Hashem will see the offering of the sheep, which is a Kedesh Yitzhak. So then Rabbi Yitzhak Nafchamar, Kesef Kippurim Ra, he saw the money of Kapara, of the money that was given to the building of the Mishkan, and the very Shkalim, the Shenemar V'lakach, that's a Kesef HaKippurim Meis B'nei Yisrael, V'gomar. The Pasuk goes on to say that he saw this. This is something that was visible. So one of these few things he saw that had him, Vayinachim, the Malach, was regretting or reconsidered what he was doing. Rabbi Yochan Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra, he saw the Beis HaMikdash, Dichsev Bahar Shem Yeira, even though the Beis HaMikdash wasn't yet built, he saw the future, what was going to be. And Pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, that Chad Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra, Chad Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra. So this is a machlokas that trickles down to these Amaram as well, what he saw that stopped the Malach from killing further. Umistavar Kamand Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra. And a most sensible thing to say is that he saw the Beis HaMikdash, which is what stopped him. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Asher Yehamer Yahayom Bar Hashem Yehra'e. It's called Hashem a mountain of Yehra, a mountain of seeing. And that's what the Malach saw that got him to stop continuing the plague. The Gemara now says back to the Mishnah from a few days ago. A person should be lo yikanes, a person should not enter into the harbais b'maklo, he shouldn't carry his cane, or his wallet, or shoes. My kapanja, a person shouldn't make a kapanja either. Kapanja is a shortcut. Amarava, kapanja kishma. It means it means a shortcut. So what does it mean, a shortcut? So I think Rashi says this. Where is this Rashi? But we're about to explain that thing. So Rav Chana Bar Ada Mishrei Rav Sama Bered Rav Mary Amar, that Kiman Amar Inish, like a person says to another person, Ademakifna Adari Eil Baha. Instead of going around the rows, Ademakifna Adari Eil Baha, I'm going to go straight through. So Kapanja is a short and bridge version of Ademakifna Adari Eil Baha, means instead of going around, I'll go straight through. That's what it means, a shortcut. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesses Al Menas Shelo Lasus Kapanja. A person goes into shul or base medrash, not with the intention of cutting through. He goes into daven. He goes in to learn. He's allowed to actually go out in a different doorway because that's not called a shortcut. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Abo, Amar im hayashvil meikara mutter. If this was a path initially, and then they built a shul on top of this pathway, then you'd be allowed to walk through the shul to get to the other side. So Amar Rabbi Chilba, Amar Rabbi Huna, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesses Lespala Mutter Lasosa Kapanja. A person goes into the shul to daven, he's allowed to walk out another direction. Shenemar uvivo amaaretz lifnei Hashem b'moadim. A person goes into the shul in the moadim, so you go out from one gate, the north gate, and you go out the southern gate. So isn't that using as a kapanjia? No, because since you go in for a certain purpose, to daven, to learn, to bring a karbam, that's not considered a shortcut anymore. That's just called coming, and then it's called leaving. So the Gemara then says, Rukika mikavachomer, a person certainly should not spit on harabayas. So Amar of Bibi, Amar of Yeshub and Levi, call Rokek b'harabayas, one who spits on harabayas, bizmana zeh, nowadays, ki'ilu Rokek b'beis eino, like spitting in the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenamar v'hayu, eine v'libi sham kol yama, my eyes and heart are forever in the Makom HaMikdash. So one who spits is like spitting in my eye. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Rekika bebeis HaKnesses Sharya, midi dehava amina. A person could spit, just like you could wear shoes in the base in the Beis HaKnesses. I don't wear shoes in the Har Bayis, but I could wear shoes in the Beis HaKnesses. So do you allow to spit in the Beis HaKnesses? Ma min al Bahar Bayis Aser, but bebeis HaKnesses muta to wear shoes? Ah, for Rekika, even though Bahar Bayis is Aser to spit in the Har Bayis, bebeis HaKnesses it's muta, it's Shari, permitted to spit. So the Gemara then says, Amar Le Rapapa le Rava, Amar Le Ravina le Rava, Amar Le Rava Ad Bar Ava, Masi le Rava, they taught the Rava, Ad Yelf Miminal, Nilf Mibikapanja. But once you're learning from a shoe, you could wear shoes. Why don't you learn the opposite, that you cannot use a Beis Knesset as a shortcut? So there are certain halachas that do carry over to a Beis Knesset. Although shoes are allowed in a shul, you cannot use it as a shortcut. So maybe you should say, just like a shortcut's also in a shul, so too may be spitting's also as well. So Amar Lei, Rava says back to him, Tana Yalaf Miminavat Amris Mikapanja. The Tana learns from a shoe, and you're trying to learn out from a shortcut. How can that be? So Mahi, what's the Tana who learns from a shoe? The Tanya, Lo Yikanes Adam Lahar Bais, a person should not enter in Har Bais, Lo Bimaklo should be other, not wearing, holding a cane, Lo Biminalo should be regular, not wearing a shoe, Velo Bimal Satsrum, Lo Bisandino, not with any money, who would Pindaso Bimushal Sahor, if he has the money, he shouldn't have money hanging from his belt either. Lo Yasena Kapanja, he shouldn't make it as a shortcut. Ukiko Mach Kavachom, Biminal, the Bais clearly says, and you certainly shouldn't spit. Uma Minal, the Bais continues, Shein Bo Derech Bezayon, yet Amar Torah Shalna Lecha Me'ar Aglecha. It's not a bad thing. Wearing shoes are not. It's not called disrespectful. But yet the Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu, take off your shoes when you're in my presence. So too we take off our shoes in Har Bayis. Rikikya Shuderch Bezayon, spitting, which is disgraceful, Lokoshke, and certainly that shouldn't be allowed. So Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarech, you don't need a Kavachomer, because I read Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Ein Lavo El Sar Shahar Melch Bilvush Sak, a person should not wear any sackcloth. We're talking about Mordechai HaTzadik, very appropriate for these days now. He didn't wear any sack in the base in Shahar Melch, but the base of Mikdash. So Halo Dvarim Kavachomer, Ma Sak Sheinu Malos, wearing sackcloth isn't disgraceful, it's just not covered, it's not disgraceful. Lefnei Basar V'dam, in front of the king of Achashverosh, he wouldn't wear any sack. Kachrikika Shimuza, spitting, which is disgusting. Lefnei Melech Ma'achem Lachem Lokoshkein, so he has a different Kavachomer, why spitting is awesome. So either way, we see from the Braisa that this would be the case. But maybe we should stop here because we're running out of time. We'll continue from this on the tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and do tomorrow's daf as well. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.